The reading is from Philippians chapter 4, starting at verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learnt or received or heard from me or seen in me, put into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew chapter 6. Verses 25 to 34. Glory to you, O Lord. This can be found on page 971 of the Pew Bibles and on page 1719 of the large print. Do not worry. Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body or what you will wear. Is not life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet our Heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to his life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the lilies of the field grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your Heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Just to explain, with the death of Her Majesty the Queen, we had to interrupt what we planned to do. We were going to look at creation groaning from Romans chapter 8. We're going to leave that now to the new year. But I've been aware in recent months, especially about anxiety. So I thought we'd today just have a topic looking at what Jesus says about anxiety. So do open your Bibles to Matthew chapter 6, page 971. And let's pray. Lord, we all have concerns, sometimes quite deep anxieties. And so we ask that you'd show us yourself, your love for us, your goodness towards us.
For Christ's sake, amen.
Many at the moment feel there's a lot of worry about. It'd be a step up in worrying, I think, in England, certainly, or Britain, ever since we left the European Union. And we still don't know what the future holds in so many different areas, both economically and politically. Even the recent mini-budget has unsettled people, and the reactions to it are very different. The death of our late Queen has also closed the sense of stability again, and people feel very unsettled. We knew the stability of her reign right through the dark days of war as well. But what's going to happen now King Charles III is on the throne? And then there's the environmental apocalypse coming down like an express train. Sir David Attenborough reminds of that so often. And we approach every week, it seems, a new tipping point, we're told, in the life of our planet. Governments are accused of massive self-interest, short-termism, raping the planet without a thought of the consequences for those living, especially on the margins, but also the generations which will follow. Meantime, we see around the world the rise of nationalism and in so many places of politics of self-interest. There's an accompanying realignment of global influence that spells the steady decline of the West and the emergence of the East as the great power. And then these last months, Russia, Putin, is deeply unsettling. And whether it's the East or the West, many developed countries have aging populations, and hardly anyone is making enough provision for their pensions, which means basically we're all one big economic time bomb. The cost of living, the energy bills, superbugs immune to antibiotics. Friends, if you love worrying, it's a great time to be alive. And people have always worried, but it seems a particular feature of our lives today. And it's been more marked, I think, in the last few weeks. And worry is a leveller and is indiscriminate. Just thinking about people in their 20s and 30s, there are some of you here today, I've noticed there's a cocktail of concerns for those in their 20s and 30s. And social connectedness online doesn't reduce stress, but increases anxiety. And people worry about their image. They worry about whose life is having more fun than they are. What do I worry about? Well, one of my concerns is, will my children be followers of the Lord Jesus Christ? Listen to Jesus. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes? Worry has an effect on people. There's a number of doctors here. There's a physical reaction. It disrupts sleep. It gives them raised blood pressure. And for some, they have frightening panic attacks and fear of social situations. And then what about the heart attacks, the cancers, the stomach ulcers? And recommendations come in so many different ways. I think about the ones I've come across in recent months and years. There's the idea of warm baths help anxiety, or mindfulness, or herbal tea, or essential oils, or radio. I was driving along, and somebody was talking about how whale noises The noises of whales communicating can be so calming. I hadn't thought of that before. And for others, it's the gym, it's retail therapy, it's drugs. But I think Jesus' words could be much more helpful. Just before our section today in Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 to 24, Jesus has posed a question to each of us about whether our treasure is on earth or in heaven. John Wesley, I was reading a biography of him a while back. He died in 1791. He brought the gospel back into a country by his evangelism across the land. And he heard one day his home had been burnt down, all his possessions had gone. He turned to the person he was with and said, "The Lord's house burned, one less responsibility for me." I'm not sure we'd say that, would we? "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life." We're being reminded to have not a careless life, but a care-free life. In the Old Testament, the Lord says to Joseph, "Make provision for 7 years as famine is coming." So he does. The New Testament tells us parents should provide their children. And if we're Christian parents, we'll try and do that. It's not planning which is being forbidden, but anxiety. And two comments from our gospel reading. First, worry misses the point of life. Verse 25, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you'll wear. Is not life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes?" If our Heavenly Father has given you your life, he'll give you what you need to sustain that life as well. And we're given two teachers. One is the birds, the other are flowers. There's a wonderful psalm you should read perhaps this week, Psalm 104. It talks about how the Lord provides for the whole of creation, for animals, birds, trees and plants. Worry is incompatible with what we see in creation. Verse 26, "Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your Heavenly Father feeds them." Do you know, some birds have to eat twice their body weight each day. It's a staggering amount of food, isn't it, given the size of those birds. They build their nests, they incubate their eggs. They migrate to warmer climes as winter comes on. And they come back the next season. If our Heavenly Father has given us life, he will provide for our life for as long as we are alive. And then flowers. And why do you worry about clothes? See how the lilies of the field grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that's how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? We have a glorious God who has given beauty in so many areas of creation, the birds, the flowers. And friends, worry is incompatible with what we see in creation. Worry misses the point of life. Second, worry can't change anything. Verse 27, "Who of you by worrying can add a single hour to his life?" Worry is pointless, it's useless, it's marvelous common sense not to worry. Worry can eat at us and may even do that physically or psychologically. I love the story in the Gospels about Martha. There she was fussing around and being anxious while her sister was listening at the feet of Jesus. I think we're often like that, aren't we? We're not listening to what the Lord Jesus says. The same word here for worry comes in Matthew chapter 13, in the parable of the sower. Matthew 13, verse 22. The one who received the seed but fell among the thorns is the man who hears the word, but the worries of this life and the deceitfulness of wealth choke it and make it unfruitful. Worry, friends, is the opposite of trust. If our Heavenly Father has shown us his concern and love and goodness, we need not worry. Especially us Christians, we know supremely the Lord Jesus has come to be the sacrifice for our sins, paid the price so we could enter heaven, and actually his forgiveness and the resurrection assures us death is not the end. Are you anxious today? I think some of you are, probably. Psalm 55, verse 22. Cast your cares on the Lord. He will sustain you. Make his concerns yours, and he'll make yours his. Amen.